doesn't have to do anything at all. Just sits inside his house.
What's your name?
Sage Elsesser.
What do you do?
I play soccer.
That's it.
Pia.
Manger beaucoup le fromage. La 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 goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Ooh.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You sound really sexy, Henry.
Hey, thanks. Wait, let me turn your mic on. Guys, we have a special guest.
Wait, I'm on three. You getting that?
Oh, that's what's going on.
He didn't turn my mic on.
Silencing women.
Rut row.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
Hi, my name is...
What's your name?
My name is Henry.
And my name is Nora.
And you're listening to Hot Topics, Hotter People. The last of this
whole year. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Whoa, big stuff.
Yeah. The second year of this...
Like, wait, when are you leaving?
I'm leaving graduation.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. I could maybe do next week.
I could do next week, too, so we might have one more, but, like, watch out, it is coming.
Tentative goodbye. This is a tentative goodbye.
This is a send-off.
We're so loved by the community that, like, we need to, like, really, like, give you a 2 weeks notice on when we're going to be done until the summer's over.
And I'm glad we picked this theme because when people aren't us, I feel like sometimes, like, when people aren't as beautiful as us and as hot as us,
yeah,
it's kind of hard for people to, like, find other things to think about other than us.
Yeah.
So I think we're playing live music only, and...
Yeah.
We want to remind you guys that, like, you are alive, and, like, you have lives, and you should nourish them and cherish them, especially in the summer that's approaching.
This might be the live episode, but girl, live, girl. Go do your thing.
Girl, live, girl.
Go do your thing.
Just because you're not as beautiful as us doesn't mean you can't do things.
Exactly. And, like, I think we're trying to, like, talk less about ourselves. It's more about, like, the musicians who perform, like...
We want to give back to you guys, like, not talking
about
us.
Think about the music, not our sexiness.
Yeah.
Also, I love how Ruby said that I'm sexy and sound sexy, but Nora doesn't.
Oh.
Nora.
Oh.
Whatever. No, Nora.
We have beef,
sexy.
It's fine.
And also, Ruby, because you're on this show, it means you're hot.
You're also hot.
Thank no non hot people are welcome on this show.
Yeah, because that's like weird. Why would we talk to them?
Like, a fish wouldn't be able to talk to us. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
That they think they can sometimes.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. So, what do we have coming up next? And what did we just hear?
So, we heard Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Rimshot intro.
Rimshot.
Hey, diggy diggy, a rimshot. Hey.
So is it on. Like, this might be a dumb question. It's actually about rimshots. Like.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, rimshot is a drum thing. Wait, are you playing?
Came to hear the band today. I ain't thinking about you.
Let's talk about this later.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, then we just heard Jeff Buckley in Paris singing.
Ooh.
And he spoke French at the beginning of the song, if you heard it.
Bonjour.
And he sounds really weird. And then next we have your song. By Biba Doobie. Biba Doobie.
10:36. Well, let's hear it because I wanted to play this song because the one thing I love about live music is how much the crowd gets into it, and they all loved to hear this song.
Yes,
and I love hearing the girls scream in the back. I love hearing everyone cheering.
And we should also mention, like, we dancing. Saw Biba Doobie together.
We saw Biba Doobie together.
And twice, actually, one time by accident. Well, one time unknowingly.
Mm-hmm. We were at the same Biba Doobie concert.
Yes. Me and Nora, believe it or not, have been to... We should have done the thing where we count how many shows we've been to at the same time.
We've been to a lot of the same shows before actually knowing each other.
We figured this out last year.
We've been in the same place so many times.
It's so weird. And, like, because Nora's from Maine and I'm from here, she would often come down to Massachusetts
to watch
concerts. Yeah. So, like... I remember we were, like, talking, and I said, like, the first ever show I saw was Pentatonix Christmas, and she was like...
And I had been there.
What?
Me too. In 2018.
Girl. Motherland,
It goes back so far.
I'm still at the restaurant. Like, what the heck?
Put the fries in the bag. Well, let's ask the audience.
I almost said that earlier today. I like that one.
Aw, I like you, too.
Things. And then we've seen just, like, a ton of concerts... There's a ton of the same concerts, and we need to do, like, a count of how many.
Yeah.
And it's only up from here.
especially for you guys, like, summer's coming, it's only up from here. So enjoy this music and dance along to it.
Yeah, okay, let's get going.
Woo!
Woo! Girl, the concert started.
Oh, get ready!
Yes!
crown.
Touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bumby, and I'm Rambo in the O's. Familiar red like John Jay, I'm Camo in the O's. These thoughts can cut me 9 days. You wish I was your pancake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mama. You can come around and give me good karma, but no, we escalate. Up in this bitch like elevators. Cause sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Mama taught me good home training. Daddy taught me gotta love my haters. Sister taught me how to speak my mind. Post up, riding around in it, nothing on me. These diamonds, my diamonds, these rock, my rock sing. I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies, tell them I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, twins, tell them, say I look so good. Goddamn, goddamn, say I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. How y'all feeling? Coachella, how did you wake up this morning?
Woke up, the niggas looking like me. Woke up, the niggas talking like me.
All right, I want you all to repeat after me. I'm feeling myself. Say, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling my. Feeling my. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drop. Know where you are when that digital pop. I stop the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stop the world. World stop.
Male or female, she.
It makes no difference.
It makes world no stop. Difference. She stopped the world.
World stop.
Kimmy. World stop.
That, like, when we were thinking about what to play, or when I was thinking about what to play tonight, like, I Beychella had to be on there. Like, that mm-hmm. that performance is so. And we were all just talking about, Ruby brought up how low-key there's so much going on, and watching this without freaking
seeing it,
it's like kind of overstimulating. Like, there's so many
it
noises.
Makes me hype to walk yeah. outside and hear the snare drums and be like, whoa.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, if I was there, like, I would be drenched in sweat. Like, I would be like blisters on my feet. So they're just so amped. Like, there's so much, like, girl, this is such a good running album. I feel like I'd be like, okay, Beyonce.
I always run to Beyonce. That's yeah, the true thing.
Beyonce's a good running artist.
Especially Drunk in Love.
I've
featuring Kanye West and Jay-Z.
I've been drinking.
And we woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did that happen? Oh, baby.
Surfboard riding on that. Oh my god, there's so many noises. It sounds like the Beyonce song.
Wait, do you guys think we could do it a cappella right now?
Yeah.
Which part?
The feeling myself.
Okay. Wait, I forget the beat.
What's like, the beat? I'll get like, you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm feeling myself. Feeling myself. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, fade, feeling guys, myself.
okay, so I have Nora a question to pose to the public.
I know
that we're kind of on the topic of living. There are so many things that come with living, but I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
Right now, what is your favorite thing? What was the question? I wrote it down. What are your favorite things about life? What are your favorite things about life off the dome?
Off the dome.
Me. I'm kidding.
Yeah. You, if it was opposite day. Me, myself, and I.
Also, if it was opposite day.
Yeah.
Love yourself, guys.
Wait.
I'm feeling myself.
You, like, all my friends, my family, like, just, like, people in general, like, that is, like, that's what life's about. It's all about people. I almost just said pizza. It's all about people.
Is life all about people?
Okay. What else is it about?
Who knows?
Okay.
Discovering what it means to be,
which one could say is inherently a human thing, thus being human. Okay.
Really? What about aliens? What about other life forms?
Okay, life. I'm grateful for life.
Wait, you can't say your favorite thing about living is life. Like, that's
I forgot the question. Why am I getting flamed for my response? Okay.
Your favorite thing life is people.
And you know what? You're not included anymore.
I'm sorry for judging you. I'm sorry.
People, connection.
I'm
going
to do push-ups, and every time I do a push-up, say I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What's your favorite thing, Laura?
Yeah, but let's hear
love.
It. That's like literally the same thing. I'm so done with you, bro.
Okay, well, my favorite thing is flowers. I like
flowers. Oh.
Ruby, what's your
silencing
favorite?
Silencing women,
help,
Henry.
Help.
What's your favorite part about life?
Okay. My favorite thing about life.
I'll wait.
Is like, do you know when you're alone and you're like, wow, just like stuff is like wonderful, but it's also like not. But it's like, it's just like a good thing to like be here and exist and stuff. And just like when you're walking back from like a really good hangout and you're like, wow, I really care about those people. I'm saying the same exact things as you guys, but more poetic.
No, that was so good.
You are. Turn my mic
off. Oh my God. That is so
silencing
crazy
because
the other day I literally was just thinking about this and talking to someone about this, how like they're the best feeling is like when you're like alone and you like really just like you
gratitude,
you ponder
gratitude,
and it can be pondering about gratitude,
COVID, 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 COVID.
What the fuck is going on?
You can't swear.
Oh yeah, don't swear. No, that's okay, girl. Oh my God!
Turn the music on.
Wait, no, I had something to say.
Okay,
Was it
like the best thing about like when you ponder and like that is such a great feeling. Like I love pondering about life because like it makes you feel so alive, even if it's about bad stuff. Like you're really just like thinking about things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's funny how it's. It's crazy how you crashed
out. I was just about to say that. Crazy how you crashed out. Should have known when they wouldn't do your makeup and get your weight combed out.
It's crazy how me and you both chose a song from this album, which is one of my favorite live albums.
Oh my God, I know what it is.
You Heat Me Up, You Cool Me Down by King Krewel.
King Krewel King.
And like, guys, like, he's my favorite. Like, honestly, like, it used to be Bon Iver, but like, really.
Oh, thanks to Henry, he's literally one of the best people in the whole world.
He's so amazing. It's so bizarre.
He's so amazing and beautiful.
That British man.
He's so beautiful.
You chose your favorite King Krewel song, Stoned Again. And then, honestly, this is probably my, Rock Bottom is the song that I chose. That was crazy. Rock Bottom is the song that I chose, which is second. And that one is probably my favorite King Krewel song because it was unreleased for a while.
So you guys are going to get to hear our favorite King Krewel songs now.
Yeah, back to back, and they're both live.
BTB.
Okay.
To you, I wanna hold right back to us. And you should go right back to her. I don't wanna go right back to
This next song is dedicated to a Mr. Jacob Reed, a Mr. Moody, Mr. MC Pliny, Mr. Michael Colvin, Mr. Green. Thank you.
Gee, I do love King Krul. Well, King Krul, he probably parties a lot. And so are you guys this summer when you're living it up. So I just want to give you a little PSA about American alcohol consumption, some numbers to think about. Because while partying hard is fun, safety is funner. So just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day.
What?
So while some people don't drink at all, many people drink a lot. So some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
song is to all the DJs that might be in the audience. It's called "Oh Honey, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio."
Listen to a lot of live music. A lot of people heard that music and they were actually there, and it made them feel alive, probably.
I wanted to, like, before we finished up, mention, like, how much I love a live album. Like, live albums are so freaking good, and I think they're so interesting, and you can do so many interesting things with them. Like, there's so much more than just a recording, and we didn't get it. It's actually literally, like, the song after your song, but Adrian Lenker last year came out with a live album, and it's literally phenomenal. Did. And I could talk about it forever.
Sing it if you know it.
And,
cutie. She's such a cutie.
And it's so beautiful. And it, like, at one, like, in the beginning of the album, it starts with, like, audio recording of people, like, walking into the building and then, like, getting their ticket scanned. And, like, you can hear, like, the ushers directing people.
That is so cute.
And you can hear everyone, like, sitting down and getting
ready.
That
is just amazing.
And it's so good because it, like, replicates the feeling of, like, going to a concert. And, like,
I have so much to say about this.
I know we, like, low-key should do another episode on this.
This is so ethnographic. This is sensory. This is, like, just so many things.
It's so many things. And, like, concerts are so important to, I think, us. I don't know, Ruby, I don't know if you go to a lot of concerts, but... Like, I just love live music. It's just such an experience and so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I don't know an artist, it's still going to be amazing and beautiful.
And like, my favorite part about concerts is the people so much of the time.
Literally.
And that's our favorite thing about life. And
you can say that because you literally just made fun of me for saying that.
No, okay. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, obviously, we were just in Burlesque, right? And yeah. I think it's, like, crazy to think about the fact that humans just love watching each other perform.
Yeah.
Like, we take such pleasure in
yes.
that. Like, you guys are talking about it now. Concerts are, like, so special to you.
Yeah.
But just, like, every day we see a person, like, dancing on the sidewalk and we want to go, like, just watch them.
Art.
And that's beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Wait, that's such a great point.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I think we are low-key running out of time. So, I think...
Thanks for listening, guys. We just got one
more song, kind of.
Two.
Hot topics. Hotter people. I'm Ruby.
I'm Henry.
Oh. And I'm Nora.
Hey.
And
yeah, that's like it. You are listening to WMFO Medford. It's Tufts Free Forum Educational Radio.
91.5 FM is what you're at.
Now it's time to just like let the song play for like a minute. Sit back,
relax, and listen to this.
Oh.